second motor.
Okay. I'd like to welcome you to the Medina Township Trustees Special Meeting, 7 o'clock, November 22nd, 2023. Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Here.
Mr. Johnson?
Here.
If you could want to join me as we say the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Please take a moment and share a moment of silence for our first responders, both at home and abroad. Thank you. Unfortunately, tonight, our fiscal officer is very ill, and in an effort to accomplish some of the goals, we are like to make a motion or to pass a resolution to help facilitate that while she's out of sorts, not well.
Before we get into that, I'd like to just, normally I just want to go to the resolution, read it, and vote on it, but...
Not discuss it, I mean, yeah.
Well, I want to have...
What's that?
Is this just a process payroll this time?
That's our focus.
Okay.
I think.
Okay.
We're hoping she gets back on her feet, and...
I did some...
That's our focus is to process payroll.
Of course, a lot of this hit us very late.
Right.
I did some checking literally right before I came to the meeting, and I was strongly advised not to have a deputy fiscal officer, because the deputy fiscal officer would be held to the exact same standard as the fiscal officer. And I was told that this is strictly a case of filling out a spreadsheet, sending it to paycheck, getting it back from paycheck, verifying what they sent back, and moving on. That anybody can do it. And I just, I think that with everybody trying to rush, you know, I was all for this, after reading the Ohio Revised Code, but...
Well, it's got to be an approved member. It's got to be somebody who's bonded. That means...
Pardon?
You have to be bonded to be in this position. I'm pretty sure because, again, when we started talking about the contingency plan with the fiscal officer earlier, and they didn't, she want to hear anything about that, this is a reason why we have a contingency plan. How I read it with the contingency plan was that you contact the state auditor's office if the fiscal officer can't do their duties, and then they would look at appointing a temporary or a helper or something to that extent. But now, this also brings into effect what are the policies of elected officials and sick days. You know what I mean? I don't remember being educated on my sick days for this. Do we need doctor's excuses and stuff like that? What is the protocols on this? Because again, we have one person in one position that has to sign these checks.
Well, that's why I ask. If it's signing checks, it becomes a different situation.
Yeah.
If it's to do the payroll, my understanding is it's a case of filling out the form, sending it to paycheck. The paycheck fills, says here's what we've put into the system, we say, yep, those are right, and then we approve it and it goes on. That it's not necessary to actually have a deputy fiscal officer.
Well, the goal, as I understand it, our priority is payroll. Now, that being said, I've worked with the prosecutor's office to establish where we're at. So,
and are they familiar with this? Because this is, again, I started reading these emails as of today. I mean, so there's been almost zero time for us to, again, be prepared for something like this, you know, so.
How about I read the resolution, which will expound on more of the details.
That's fine.
And then we can have more discussion.
Right, that's fine. I just.
And that would be 157.
I
Resolution number 1122-2023-157. A resolution to appoint a deputy fiscal officer while the current fiscal officer is temporarily incapacitated. Whereas a fiscal officer has advised the Board of Trustees that she is temporarily incapacitated and requested the Board, Board of Trustees of Medina Township, here and at referred to as the Board, appoint another individual to carry out the duties of the fiscal officer during her incapacity. And whereas Section 507.02 of the Ohio Revised Code provides the following. When a township fiscal officer is unable to carry out the duties of office because of illness or because fiscal officer is otherwise incapacitated or disqualified, the Board of Township Trustees shall appoint a deputy fiscal officer who shall have full power to discharge the duties of the office. The deputy fiscal officer, this is item number two, shall serve during a period of time the fiscal officer is absent or incapacitated, or until the successor fiscal officer is appointed or elected and qualified as provided in Section 503.24 of the Ohio Revised Code. Except as otherwise provided, this is item number three, in Section 3.061 of the Ohio Revised Code, before entering on the discharge of official duties, the deputy fiscal officer shall give bond for the faithful discharge of official duties as required under Section 507.03 of the Revised Code. Item four, the board shall, by resolution, adjust and determine the compensation of the fiscal officer and deputy fiscal officer. The total compensation of both fiscal officer and any deputy fiscal officer shall not exceed the sums fixed by Section 507.09 of the Revised Code in any one year. Whereas the board finds there is a need to appoint a deputy fiscal officer from Medina Township immediately to carry out the imminent duties of payroll, payment of invoices, etc. Now, therefore, it is hereby resolved by the board that Section 1. The board hereby appoints Joshua Eberts as the deputy fiscal officer to serve during the period of the fiscal officer's incapacity. Section 2. The board further authorizes and directs the chairman to arrange with OTARMA, the township's insurance carrier, for the bonding of the deputy fiscal officer. Section 3. The board further directs that the deputy fiscal officer be compensated pursuant to Revised Code Section 507.02 based on a calculation of proportionate share of the fiscal officer's annual obligation that is carried out by the deputy fiscal officer, which will be dependent upon the duration of the fiscal officer's incapacity and will be determined and confirmed by further action of the board. Section 4. This resolution shall be in full force and effective from and immediately after its adoption. So we could have a second and then go into more conversation.
Second.
Okay. So that is the resolution as drafted by our prosecutors. And I want to emphasize, and for the record, this is, you've heard it said over and over again, it's during the period of time of the fiscal officer's incapacity, and she is very ill. I spoke to her today once, maybe twice. And she's not good. So she shared that to us. Our understanding is that the fiscal officer is the only person that has the authority to authorize the spending of township money. So to your point about someone to fill it out and send in the paperwork, that's just not how I've understood it to be. So that's why this would be important. It's because we're trying to make sure payroll can be processed. That's our key goal.
So is this only pertaining to payroll, or is it going to go with any of the purchase orders or anything that haven't been done that we need to get worked on? I mean, what else does it, how deep does this go?
This would take the full responsibility. So it could take those purchase orders that we need worked on and so forth.
But how do we even get UAN access then? Because don't you have to make...
We would have to have Josh approved, but you signed up at the banks and everything else, because he would have to be able to sign checks and everything.
I think if she were to continue to be ill, I'm not looking at that as being something we're rolling into, although it has the authority to do that. That's not really what we're here for. That's not what I'm proposing.
No, you just want to get people paid.
I just want to get people paid.
How, you know, obviously you don't know how long it's going to be. I mean, I was sick for 2 weeks with my, okay, you know, and it's just breathing. So, you know, even if you figure out on a roughly, when she got sick maybe a week ago, the course could be another full week of
rest.
But,
right. But I also had friends that spent 2 months in
the
hospital.
Yeah, I understand that, yeah.
So.
But I'm just, again, the problem with public officials, you know.
So
I got a question, Doug. Isn't there things called traveling fiscal officers?
Well, that's what I was getting at with the auditor's office.
And to be clear on that, because early in the year, January, we were notified that there was an intention to resign by our fiscal officer. That threw me into a desire to find out what our options were. And the traveling fiscal officers, while they can come and assist us, they do not have the authority to write checks, sign checks. I found that really unusual, because why would you promote it so well? And
they're more or less a helper.
They're a helper who is trained in this discipline, yes. But we would still have to have named somebody.
And like Bruce said, they got to be on the bank accounts, they got to be on the field, some checks, and all that.
And I did do the homework on the bonding issue. That's not going to be a problem. So when and if this were to go through, it's a matter of a phone call. And
so who signs the checks then?
Well, this is all electronic, right? I mean, this is paychecks.
There would be no.
Well,
this would just be payroll.
We would end up getting checks just like.
Well, what about accounts payable? That has to be taken.
The accounts payable.
The fiscal officer usually produces the checks.
Right, but see, that's a whole other level, I believe, because that's not what we're talking about here tonight. It has the authority to do that, but that's not our motivation right now. I think our motivation is, let's get people paid, and let's hope she gets well. If, like you said, if it works out that she's continued to stay ill for a longer period of time, then I think we would have to explore that next step in acquiring.
And some of that is in here, in the auditors, if somebody's out for an extended period.
Well, the problem is, too, is late fees, not getting bills paid on time. We've already run into this before, and that's why I was trying to look at. Obviously, tier one is get our employees paid. But then you gotta look at tier two. You can't just ignore the next three levels, you know, just because we need to get people paid. We gotta look at, you know, how long it's gonna take, because then what else you gotta do when the payroll goes? You gotta approve it. So then it's another meeting, you know, and we're constantly making ourselves available, you know, for all these extra meetings. So that's why I'm just trying to figure out the different levels here. Right. So level number one is payroll.
Like I said, my understanding is that someone could fill it out, send it in, and have it returned. So,
how about this? Your name's on this list, Josh. How do you feel about this? I mean, I would appreciate the fact that obviously somebody has talked to you and you offered to step up and help. What are your thoughts on this?
Well, it's a couple fold, and I'll be just flat honest. A couple fold. I've seen issues amongst Delaware Bay for a while. I can kind of look at that separately and say, right now, regardless of why, what, you have a situation where you're out of fiscal office. Plain and simple, right? First choice isn't available, right? Second choice isn't available, right? I've been in here a few times. I've mentioned, yeah, I can do this type of stuff. I've run payrolls. I've run paychecks. I've given you guys multiple suggestions. So to me, it made sense. Would I step in and help out? Sure. You know, and my goal was to, how I look at this is, folks need paid. It is Thanksgiving. You have a payroll due Friday. I know how this goes because mine was just done today before I came here. So my big thing is, I understand, my understanding is there is an incapacity of our fiscal officer at this point. I don't care how I come in and help. I'm just wishing to help. And the deal is this. I also don't want to help and have handcuffs tied to them. So if there's help that needs to be given, you know, it needs to be carte blanche help, assistance. Does that make sense? So I don't know what that means, how that looks for anyone.
Well, if it's carte blanche, you have to be the deputy. That's the only way you're going to get carte blanche. I'm not against you doing this. I'm against what I want to be very careful of is that we're doing all this work when we could just have somebody fill out the sheet, send it in, it comes back.
Don't disagree.
And we're done with the whole thing.
Don't disagree. I had some conversations earlier for exactly what you're saying. And I'm understanding that it doesn't really work that way. So if it does, and okay, but my understanding is it doesn't. So I don't know how to answer any of these questions. Yeah. I'm much later to the party than you guys.
Not by much.
Here's what I can tell you on my side. I've always been willing to serve at the behest of this board.
Yes.
At the behest of the fiscal officer, whomever. Right? To me, it's business. It ain't personal. So to me, business needs completed. I will gladly do that business however anyone sees fit. That's it. So I'm just a willing participant. I don't care about a title or comment. It has nothing to do with anything I'm after.
And obviously, this went through the prosecutor's office today.
Right, correct.
And so they seem to be aware of it and kind of understood the scenario. So probably better than anybody else would.
Since I've been around, I think we as a group have done most of our bidding through the prosecutor's office.
Correct.
And it's because I'm not a legal authority. So when the information came out that there was an incapacity situation, my first call was to Mike, you know, and it took a while, but he called back, we talked, and then he offered to put some more time into it, put together a resolution so that we'd have the best chance to get our people paid. And that's our goal. Like you say, it's Thanksgiving. So
we have to let paychecks know that we have a deputy fiscal officer.
That's correct.
And
it would require them, paychecks having been given authority to grant access to the deputy.
Has Jamie been contacted at all, just to give a heads up?
She's aware that there was a situation. Okay. You know, I did talk to her.
Are they open Friday?
They are open Friday. Okay. So.
All right.
There's nothing underhanded here. There's nothing other than just trying to get our people paid in the way that I believe it was told me to happen.
Well, we all want to get them paid. There's no question about that. It's just, like I said, from two very respected people, they said, what you need, fill it out, send it in, get it back. And that doesn't, because if it goes past that, then we do have to have whoever's going to do it, Josh, then that person has to go to the bank. We have to get signatures so they can sign the checks and do all sorts of things.
If we're going to, when we go to do checks and such.
All right. Payroll's not getting checks. It's direct deposit through.
I'm talking about the checks where you write, you know, when we sign all the checks.
Yeah, next level.
So if it goes past this, we have to do that.
Right.
We absolutely have to do that.
But we're hoping that doesn't happen. We're hoping that she gets better and can be back among us.
And then once we choose a deputy fiscal officer, they're in charge of the fiscal officer properties, do we have to then do another resolution to put the fiscal officer back in charge?
That's how I would read his direction here.
All right, I'm good then. Any other discussion?
Any other discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Nay. All right, the next on the agenda would be the approval of payroll resolution as discussed. That's not available.
Next one.
The next one is approval of appropriation status resolution. The last one being from September 28th, and there is none at this time. And these are becoming extremely important because our staff, as you'll see even later, are trying to
Do POs and stuff for beginning of next year, you know, those things that carry over, and that's a very important thing, which I had stressed at the last meeting, that they need to be able to do it. Now, obviously, you guys should be keeping track of your purchase orders and what you guys have spent and have a rough estimate, but again, from September 28th and not having any appropriations, it would seem, you know, now that we're hitting December, that we should have one. All right.
All right. Purchase order and training requests. You got something?
I have one.
I have one.
So this is going to be, I'd like to make a motion for a blanket purchase order. So it's real quick, Chief, since I'm just seeing this here, just travel and meeting expense, is this for this year, this $1,000?
Yeah.
Okay, because a blanket won't go past the 31st. All right, so I'd like to make a motion for a blanket purchase order requisition. The department's going to be police. This is going to be a travel and meeting expense out of line item 2081-210-330-0000 in the amount of $1,000.
And to the best of your knowledge, you're... Go ahead.
Sorry, Chuck. Yeah, no, that's going to be for the... It's going to go past. It's for February for the...
Then it's not... You can't do that. Can't do a blanket. And then February, we should be passing purchase orders right at the beginning of the year in January at our first meeting. So, and with the meetings being in February, that's a whole entire month, which I'm imagining we should be able to have the purchase order open then.
Okay, so if that's for that period.
So sure. If we're going to do this, we can do it now as a purchase order. It'll go all through next year. Okay, so I'd like to revise my motion instead of being a blanket to make it just a purchase order. But do you
need a vendor?
Do we need a vendor for a purchase order?
I think.
Yeah, I mean, again, for.
I think you need a vendor for the purchase order, just simply a fund reallocation.
Again, we'll have to think this thing through because the vendor, if it's going to be for the OTAs, would be the OTA.
It'll be Hyatt.
Yeah, how do you do it? Like when you're doing a meeting and you got the hotel, you have the actual company, the OTA, that we're paying that part to. So
personally, I think you wait until the beginning of the year and
exactly
blanket.
Right. So we'll I say we just scratch that, so I'll rescind that. And basically what we gotta do is we'll just make a blanket at the beginning of the year for meeting expenses and stuff like that. That just would make more sense. I like your proactiveness, but again, a blanket won't go, it only goes for the calendar year. And that's why I wanted to make sure what this was for. Now, if we were having something in November or December that was a meeting, then this would be fine. All right. Sorry, guys.
Nothing was voted on, so nothing needs to be sent, right?
No.
All right. I would make a motion to approve a purchase order request dated 11/22/2023. Department of Service, the vendor is Cardinal Cement and Excavating. The description is concrete road repairs. The amount is $10,000. The item line item is 2031-330-319-0000.
That's it?
That's it.
I'll second.
Okay. Some reason the funds aren't what we think they are, we'll make adjustments. Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Just to get you guys up to speed on that, what that is, I got a catch basin up in Stonegate. It's all undermined underneath it. If I can't get it done this year, I'd like to get it done before later.
Definitely a safety hazard.
It's a safety hazard for sure.
Thank you.
That would be a purchase order that I would be waiting on.
Thank you.
As soon as possible.
What part of Stonegate?
It's on Ledgewood. North Jefferson, I'm sorry. Right by Ledgewood. So right behind Walmart.
Yeah.
Where all the semis are.
Yep.
Well done.
I can close the road down if you guys feel I need to, but I'll keep an eye on it.
Thank you.
I make a motion to accept Medina Township purchase order requisition dated November 22nd, 2023. The department is administration. It's for Jacob's Ladder, located at 5833 Long Acre Road Lane in Chippewa Lake, Ohio. This is for excessive drywall repairs, 2 weeks in conference run, 1 week in entry office, 3 weeks total. And for a total of $3,600. And the, do I have a second on that?
Second.
Okay. The company that took the job wound up, when they took the paper down, so much of the drywall came off with it, totally unexpected. And so this is to fix that. Should have added, let me go back and amend that to add in, this will come from line item 1000120323000.
Okay. I know that during the process of her working, she had pointed out to me various places where, you know, and the Chuck was being optimistic. We all were initially hoping that you could just peel that stuff off, but it didn't work that way. And as I saw it starting to get more time consuming, and I recommended that we consider putting some additional funds towards that so that we didn't get done with the job and then try to come up and pay for it after the fact. It simply was unforeseen conditions that we need to help her.
Right.
But so the work's not done yet. We had to stop, and hopefully this will take care of things.
We have a roll call then.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Any other purchase order training requests? With none, item 6, approval of accounts payable resolution. Again, that's not available tonight. And hopefully our best wishes are for our fiscal officer to get better. Looks like there is an executive session to consider the appointment, employment, and compensation of a public employee. Is that true? Okay. Who would you like having?
Pardon?
Who is invited? Who's there?
The three trustees.
Okay, so it will be the three trustees. The time is 7:30. We're in executive session.
Second. Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Dunn?
Aye.
Thank you. The time is 7:47. We are back from executive session where no decisions were made.
So I'd like to make a motion to offer, first of all, we're way behind on our minutes, way behind. And we've tried different things, they didn't work out. And so I'd like to make a motion to offer Stephanie Farnsworth, who is doing our minutes right now for the zoning, $17.50 an hour. This would be a trial to see how things work. Second.
Second. Is there
discussion?
Yeah. What is the time allowance you're offering an hourly position?
Oh, I thought I said 17.50.
How many hours a week?
Oh.
Or not to exceed.
She can come into the office about 6 hours a week. But in doing the minutes, you're listening to recordings anyway. So whether you're in the office or home, so we could put a cap on it. She and I had talked about that a long time ago, and I forget what. But if you wanted to put, 12 hours or, whatever.
Yeah, just go ahead and amend the motion to include that cap. And
okay.
That's
okay. So I'd like to amend that motion to include that we would limit the number of hours per week to 12 hours.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Nay. All right. Is there any old business? I can share a couple. Oh, you got something?
No. I can cover. No, there's not old business. I'll cover it in trustees' comments.
I believe it was in last regular meeting. Was that where there was some discussion about a vendor who may have deposited a check and then after being told not to? I got called by a vendor this week who was not happy, and she indicated that she was told at the meeting that it was explained that she deposited a check after she was told by the fiscal officer not to. And it's the gal that does our website design. She goes, that just simply isn't true. I said I would listen to the meeting. I do remember conversation of that nature, but I couldn't confirm or deny it. But I also said that I would share the fact that I'll look into that and I'll verify that. But she said that the reality was she did put a check and deposit a payment that came late. That payment was, there was a stop payment made on that check. I think the stop payment was the morning of our last meeting. She then got another check. And the long and short of it was Westfield worked with her and they did withdraw the initial check. She was able to keep the second check and no other fines or fees were made out. But she felt like she was portrayed in a negative view and asked that I would look into that further. So that was...
There was something like the first check got there late or something, and so it was canceled because didn't know where it was, and then a second check was issued, as I remember. It was something along those lines.
Okay.
Yep.
I don't want to belabor anything else right at the moment. You got anything? Old business? Okay. Department head comments. Chief?
No comments, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Danny?
No comments.
Okay. Approval of department reports. I'd like to make a motion to approve the October 2023 department reports. The departments reporting are the police. They have 3 pages that are single-sided. The zoning, 6 pages that are double-sided. Service, 1 page single-sided. Fire, 2 pages single-sided, for a total of 12 pages.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Thank you. Next on the agenda is the policy of procedure for sale of materials resolution. I would move to adopt resolution number 11222023-158 to approve entering into agreement with Medina County Engineer for the purchase of construction, maintenance, and repair materials as needed for the 2024 calendar year, and incorporate this 8-page document as presented.
Second.
Any discussion? This is something we do every year.
Yes.
And roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
There is multiple spots. I thought I was just seeing blurry.
Wow.
Thank you. I'd like to make a motion that we go into public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Would there be anyone who would like to talk in open comment, public comment? Seeing none, motion to close public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Trustee comments. I have a motion to make in relating to action taken earlier in the meeting. I would make a motion to grant authority to the administrative deputy fiscal. I'd like to make a motion to grant authority to the deputy fiscal officer to obtain administrative access to the Paychex payroll system.
That's it.
Second. Any other discussion?
No.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
I was contacted by a local gal in Medina who has an outreach program for young people. She wanted to come and present here for an activity next summer, an event, if you will. It's a gospel sing is the basic nature of it. I wasn't so sure that a presentation here would be as appropriate as maybe just letting her bring information and leaving it in the lobby. I was wanting your guys' thoughts on that.
I mean, you've talked to him, so I'll go, you know, your judgment on it.
My relationship with this person is she works very hard to work with youth, specifically in the ages of 11 to 13.
Okay.
And with the goal of getting them to understand that if you work, you get paid. If you get paid, you get to buy stuff you like. And I have seen young people come through her. It's a very, very non-political group.
Sure.
And I've seen kids come through there, and I've seen lives change. So what she's doing is amazing. But her hope is that there's people in the township that may like to engage in that kind of activity or just know that it's there. And so it's just an awareness, and not really looking for us to donate toward or do anything like that. She just wants a way to let people know, here we are. And,
you know, I mean, come here and you got eight people.
I mean, I have no problem with coming here, but I have to agree with him on that.
You know, it's not really going to get the word out very, very far.
But maybe having her present and being able to post it on social media or something to an extent might help. You know,
something we might be able. Would it be appropriate to put it on?
Is it a nonprofit
page?
So that would be.
Maybe I'll verify.
I think that's one of the criterias for the stuff.
You
know,
we'll circle that wagon back and bring it back to you guys. So.
Try to get Sarah here, maybe get right up in the paper.
Yeah.
But I mean, as far as number of people that come here, it's not going to get it out very far.
Okay. Well, she just knows there's really cool people that come in and out of the stores. So. Okay. Vendor clarification bound. That's all I have.
Me?
Kevin.
So this week we had our LST meeting. So the chief and I attended the LST meeting. Some of the updates, they've been working on getting a new ambulance. The build date is still, I think 2025 is what they had told us, which is why you see a lot of other hospitals like reconditioning and purchasing from other entities to get that. So yeah, so it was kind of sobering to see that they're still waiting that long for that. As for our pricing, we're kind of right within the parameters of what we were last year, if not down a little bit. This last month's bill was a little bit down a little bit from where it was the month before. So that is good. Sometimes when you start getting up into these $40,000 bills, you get worried. But, you know, this one was down in the 30s, so that worked out. One of the things that they do have is a deterrent when people are excessively using LST. You know, they start sending out letters saying, hey, you're at your max of, you know, I think it's at 10 right now, that if you are using it solely for that purpose, that you can be billed as a person too. So that seems to be working because Medina Township was pretty much clear of that, and Montville, who was having the initial issue with that, has gone down greatly from their calls for certain people who just excessively call 911 for simple services. So that was a good meeting, and that's really all I have on that one.
The only thing that I have is, when we discussed the painting, and big room looks much better. The floor is older than dirt. It's got a lot of dirt in it. So I'd like to call in Marks or somebody, come in, give us a quote on actually really cleaning it with professional cleaner, and wax it and see if we can make it look any better. I hate to even look at putting in a new floor.
I was gonna say, can I throw the thought in, at least maybe getting a couple prices from some people on that?
We
got some local vendors that just opened up on Pearl Road that I think do that.
I mean, we can certainly do that.
I mean, I don't disagree with you, but I don't know if that floor is cleanable. So hard. I don't know if it's cleanable either.
Gonna argue with you, but don't want to look at putting in $15,000 or something in a floor. But I don't know how much they would quote us to clean it. So we'll get in. I'll just bring in a couple of vendors to go load it. A couple, three, whatever.
Anything else?
Nope, that's it.
There's nothing else before the board. I would like to make a motion we adjourn.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
The time is 8:02. This meeting is adjourned.